Nadia Reid with her brand new song, Send It Down the Line, here on 95 BFM Drive. You're with Caitlin today, covering for the wonderful Matthew Crawley. And as promised, just 5 minutes late, on the line, here to chat with me is the wonderful Jason Parker. How are you?
Kia ora, Caitlin. I'm so good. How are you?
I'm even better now that I'm talking to you. It is such a treat. And we're going to have a little chat because you've got a show at Basement this week, The Little Gay Inn, Little Gay Inn. But before we get to that, I just want to note to you that 2024 and 2025 kind of feel like we've been in Jason Parker's era, like everything's coming up Jason Parker. Before we get into the show, what have you been up to? What's been happening?
I have been working, girl. I've been out here living the pop star fantasy and pushing the pop star fantasy to the masses.
Yes.
I released my EP Fairy Bread in December, which was amazing. 6 tracks all about falling in love and then getting dumped or going through a breakup and coming through on the other side, all about making life better, spreading love, sprinkles. And I played Big Gay Out yesterday, which was fabulous.
Amazing.
And yeah, now I've got Little Gay Inn coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes, and it's going to be so exciting. Like I said, it does feel like everything has just been coming up Jason Parker, and I'm so, so excited for you, my friend. Now, Little Gay Inn, tell the listeners, it's 3 nights at Basement Theatre. Dare I say my favourite theatre in Tamaki Makaurau. What is Little Gay Inn?
We must say it's our favourite theatre in Tamaki Makaurau. It is. The bar is cute. The staff are cute. The shows are cute. What's not to love?
Oh, my gosh. I agree.
I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday and Friday doing Little Gay Inn. And Little Gay Inn is a queer music showcase. So I started it 3 years ago as part of Auckland Pride to give a platform for queer musicians in Aotearoa to perform and for queer people and allies to come into a queer space and watch live music, because I was noticing that a lot of live music spaces weren't really catering to a queer audience. So I wanted to create something where people felt comfortable to show up as themselves and dance the night away. And this year we've been lucky enough to expand to 3 nights. The first 2 nights are upstairs in the loft, and they're like a live musical podcast. So I'll be hosting my friends Katie Lee on Wednesday and Taran on Thursday, and we'll just chat about what it's like to be in the music industry, what it's like to write songs from a queer perspective, have some giggles, sing a few songs acoustically, which would be really cool. And then on the Friday night, all three of us will come together for a queer music showcase where we'll all do full sets of our songs and people can drink and dance and have a gay time.
Oh my gosh, Jason, it sounds so wonderful. I'm so, so enamored by the whole kaupapa and it all, especially the fact that you can go to not just one night but three, and I would recommend you go to all three, because then obviously it makes the final night that much sweeter.
Yeah, and every night is like a totally unique experience. So if you come to the first 2 nights, you get an insight into these artists and what makes them tick and why they are here. And then on the 3rd night, you get to listen to the songs that they create in their entirety. And it's just, yeah, it's really special. I think it's just going to be a really, really special event, and hopefully one that we get to do in other places other than Tamaki.
It's so exciting. Can I ask as well, is the podcast, is it just live or is it recorded as well?
Yeah, it's just live.
Oh, so you've got to be there.
You've got to be there, yeah. Obviously, we will be taking content. There will be some content, but to get the full experience, you've got to be there on the night. It is a live event.
Oh, Jason, I'm so excited for Little Gay Inn. I said to you before, I'm hopefully going to try and make it to all three. This week down at Basement, because I just love it so much, and I am so excited about Pride Summer at Basement Theatre. It's going to be so good. Have you seen any of the other shows as well, or are you going to any of the other shows?
I will be checking out some of the other shows this week. I've been Little Gay in focus mode. Mm-hmm. So, but what is going on at the basement during Pride is just like stacked, man. Like you can literally just turn up at what, like 6 o'clock and then stay through right till 10 and you will have like a perfect night.
It's so good. Basement's just it's my favorite little spot for like a little after work drink as well. And you're supporting local artists. And it's such a great space and I'm so excited that you're part of this lineup. Little Gay Inn, for you listeners who want to head along, is on 19th, 20th and the 21st of this month, so all this week, at Basement Theatre, 2 upstairs and the final showcase downstairs. And what are tickets going for, Jason?
So tickets are actually pay what you can. I wanted to make this event as accessible as possible so that people who maybe don't normally go out to see live music or go out to events don't feel like they have to break the bank to come and like live their own fantasy. And it's just guaranteed to leave feeling better than when you walked in. I promise it's the cutest, most wholesome experience ever.
Oh, it's going to be so great. And you can grab your pay what you can tickets from basementtheatre.co.nz. Jason, I'm so looking forward to Little Gay Inn. If I don't make the podcast, which hopefully I do, fingers crossed, I will definitely make this showcase.
The party. You'll be there for the party.
Hell yeah, I'll be there for the party. Don't you worry. Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to play one of your tracks. We are going to play Happy Days.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm so happy and excited. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. What a treat.
I can literally hear you smiling through the phone. Like, this has actually just been such a great experience. Like, thank you so much for having me. I truly love you.
Oh, I love you too, Jason. I will see you this week. Here for see everyone is Jason Parker with Happy Days. I thought I pressed the wrong button. I was so scared. Here we go. Happy Days by Jason Parker. You're on BFM.
Channel, I'm bored. Really got myself in a state. Oh, I hate that my baby don't love me the way that I want him to. I made a mess. I guess I'm one bad decision away from happier days. Happier days. Happier days. I kept thinking happier days. Intoxicated, dancing on the bed. You know I really try to love you. I try to love you right. I tried and lost sight of my light. I wanted all of you, that's the truth. I didn't know I was leaving. Happier days, the coming happier days, Nana. Happier days are on their way. The coming happier days, Nana. Happier days, happier days. The coming happier days, Nana. Happier. N.